Welcome to the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign's Big Money Podcast. It's Tuesday, June 28th, and the Democracy Campaign today filed open records requests with two Republican legislative leaders asking them to release some redistricting maps and other information they've been secretly sharing with colleagues but not the public. Here with us to talk about redistricting and the group's request is Democracy Campaign Executive Director Mike McCabe. Mike, first, what is redistricting and why should it be important to people?
Well, once every 10 years, the population of the United States is counted. There's a census, and we find out new population figures for the country. And so once every 10 years, then, political districts need to be redrawn. Congressional districts, state legislative districts, local municipal districts all have to be redrawn to reflect those changes in population, because we need to have districts with roughly the same number of people in them. And so once a decade, this process of redistricting unfolds. Why it's important to the public is that it has a huge impact on the power of voters to get the kind of representation that they want. In a democracy, voters are supposed to choose their representatives, but once every decade, what you've got is the representatives choosing their voters. They're in charge of drawing new district lines, and they have a built-in conflict of interest because they can try to pack those districts full of voters who are more likely to vote for them, the people who are currently in power. And there's this tremendous temptation to use this power of redistricting to fashion districts that will cement their power, their grip on these offices. And that's something that obviously is detrimental to your average voter. Now, we've had a situation in Wisconsin in the last round of redistricting when these maps were drawn. There are 132 state legislative districts. We haven't seen a single election in the past decade where there were more than 29 legislative elections that were decided by 10 percentage points or less. Almost all of the elections are blowouts. It's a foregone conclusion which party's going to hold most of these legislative seats. There have been years where as few as 10 state legislative elections were decided by 10 percentage points or less. That really has to do almost exclusively with the way those district lines are drawn. You look at the state of Wisconsin as a whole, this is not a red Republican state or a blue Democratic state. This is a purple state. You look at most statewide elections, the elections are decided by a few percentage points. Governor Walker was elected by an incredibly narrow margin. The last state Supreme Court election came down to an election that ended up having there had to be a statewide recount. It was so close. And yet, in state legislative elections, 132 seats in the legislature, and you can have as few as 10 elections decided by 10 percentage points or less. That has everything to do with the way those lines are drawn. So the public needs to have lines drawn in a way that creates as much competition as possible, because that competition is what enables the public to hold elected officials accountable.
Is there any urgency to getting these maps and the information being made public to voters?
Oh, there's tremendous urgency, because this year, unlike any other year we've ever seen, it looks as though the legislature will act in July on redistricting. Now, the way that redistricting usually works is it starts at the local level, and municipal boundaries are drawn first. Those ward lines that are drawn at the local level end up being the building blocks for the lines that are then drawn for state legislative districts and congressional districts. Well, the local redistricting process doesn't end until August. So, and it's ongoing right now. Local municipal boundaries are being drawn. That work is not completed, and yet there have been persistent rumors that the legislature will act on a state redistricting plan as early as the first part of July. And that's never been done in Wisconsin before. It would be totally unprecedented. So it is. Time is of the essence, and the public deserves to see what kinds of maps these people are cooking up and how they're trying to carve up the state in a way that will cement their control of state government. And it is a horribly bad idea to jump the gun and draw state lines before the municipal boundaries are, are drawn. One of the things that could happen is you could actually have wards split, and you'd have to have multiple polling places because people living in the same local ward might be in two different legislative districts. So it's a horrible idea from an election administration standpoint, but the reason that Republicans who currently control the legislature want to jump the gun is because they want to deal with redistricting before recall elections are completed in August. The control of the Senate could flip to Democratic control, and the Republicans would lose total control over redistricting, so they want to jump the gun and do this early. Well, the public needs to be able to take a look at what they're trying to cook up. That's why we've filed open records requests, why we're trying to unearth these plans that are being secretly shared with legislators. The public deserves to take a look as well. The other reason why it's important to the public is that we're talking about public money being spent here. Already $300,000 has been spent on lawyers and it's taxpayer money that's being spent on lawyers to help do this redistricting. So if taxpayer money is being used, then taxpayers ought to be able to see what's being cooked up at their expense and ought to be able to take a look at what these redistricting plans are and react to them and even offer alternatives before the legislature acts.
Okay, thanks for your comments, Mike. For more information about the open records requests so you can see how your legislative district may change, please check out the June 28th report on the Democracy Campaign's website. In addition, if you're interested in more information about redistricting and why it's important, please go to the section of the Democracy Campaign website called Reforms. Thanks for listening.